This is JIS News. Coming up, Education Minister to increase emphasis on STEM subjects in several schools. Office of the Children's Registry Branch coming to Westmoreland, and Jamaica hosting Caribbean Climate Change Workshop. The details after this message.
Jamaica welcomes 2 million visitors, a first in the nation's history. Smoking ban implemented, more benefits for the vulnerable, increased opportunities for home ownership, 2 IMF tests passed, more resources for the police, government on a mission. Relive the achievements of 2013, ministry by ministry, right here on this station, January 6 to 16.
Now the news. Increased attention will be given to the teaching of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM subjects in several high schools. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says this move is designed to establish the target schools as preferred academies for specified technical disciplines. He adds that STEM academies will better assist students who are more inclined to technical subjects.
In conjunction with the HeartTrust NTA and with their very important collaboration, we will be seeking to re-establish within our technical school fraternity what are called STEM academies, where the emphasis is going to be on the basic skills of literacy and numeracy, but as much so on science, technology, and mathematics, so that these become preferred options for our students who have a proclivity in that direction.
The Education Minister was speaking at a power breakfast Tuesday organized by the Council of Community Colleges of Jamaica. Chief Justice Zela Makala says greater focus will be placed on the full implementation of criminal case management in the country's courts. Criminal case management is an administrative hearing to resolve whatever issues there are in a case and to ensure that everything is ready before the matter is set down for trial. The process is being spearheaded by Justice Makala and a steering committee chaired by Appeal Court Judge Justice Dennis Morrison.
There are initiatives which are being pursued, and we will in due course continue to press for improvement in this very vital area. It is also necessary for us to emphasize that all stakeholders in the justice system must be involved in this process. They must be supportive of this initiative, as it is very important.
The Chief Justice was speaking at a swearing-in ceremony for 5 judges at King's House on Monday. They were sworn in by Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen. The Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, is seeking to extend its reach across the island with the planned opening of a parish office in Westmoreland. The office will be opened in the parish capital, Savannah Lamar, on January 20 and is part of planned activities to mark the agency's 7th anniversary. Anniversary celebrations also include a church service on January 19, sensitization sessions in residential childcare facilities, the launch of new mission and vision statements, and a child-friendly website. The activities will be held under the theme Be the Change, Speak Out, Protect Our Children. And the Caribbean's ability to address the effects of climate change in the region is expected to be boosted by a 2-week regional workshop on climate change. The workshop is organized by the Caribbean Community Climate Change Center in partnership with several regional governments and will run from January 6 to 17 at the University of the West Indies Mona campus.
This workshop will build on the climate services already offered through additional crop and livestock models, as well as decision support tools to augment our agriculture service sectors, which are very important to our food security initiatives.
Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill speaking at the opening ceremony of the workshop on Monday. The workshop forms part of the European Union EU-funded Global Climate Change Alliance Caribbean Support Project, geared towards the creation and financing of policies that can reduce the effects of climate change and lead to improved climate monitoring within the region. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.